Unmute in the Discord, and we are live.
Boom.
Quick AMA today. Quick AMA.
30-minute AMA. Rapid fire. Rapid fire. That's right. I got a feeling it's probably the right time for one because so much has happened in the last few weeks that it had to be a slow week. So I don't know this, but I'm just going to guess that this was a slow week. I don't know. I don't have any preconceived notion, as I don't have any alpha info per inside sources. So yeah, bang out the quick AMA. What do we got? August 8th, 8/8/23. We are more than halfway through the year, and all things Leo are rocking and rolling. And Bitcoin's still going sideways. 30K forever.
But yeah, like I said, quick AMA today. We're going to hard stop at one. So if you guys got questions, now would be the time to post them in the Threadcast. The Threadcast is in the announcements channel. It's sitting here too. Let's see what we got. I told people a few minutes ago, so I think we got some questions preloaded. Tokenized Society asked, Ecency now supports uploading video directly into posts. Is that coming to Leo Finance as well? So we've actually been working on Leo Shorts, which is short form video on Threads. So it'll work, you know, a lot like TikTok and how Twitter video works most of the time. I mean, now Twitter is starting to get into like long form video too. But yeah, Leo Shorts will be pretty much like TikTok. And then we'll also add longer form video support later on as well. And it's going to use ThreeSpeak. So Leo Shorts will use ThreeSpeak Shorts as the back end. And then on the front end, obviously, it'll look like it's a video embedded into a thread. And then there'll be like a specific feed that are for videos only. So it's kind of like you'll have like a For You page kind of thing, almost like a TikTok page that you can scroll through so should be interesting.
Cool.
Why do users get logged out of Leo Finance UI automatically? I haven't seen that issue. If you are, so I guess not convinced replied, I think that's Keychain, if that's what you're using. Since the last Keychain update, it signs me out of front ends more and forces me to log into Keychain more. And they're saying that they don't use Keychain. I don't know what that issue is. Try a hard refresh and see if that helps you. I haven't seen anyone else with that issue. If it keeps happening though, post a thread with some screenshots and any information you can. Let me take a look. Tokenized Society also asked, what is the latest on ad revenue buybacks? So I announced that we're working on the Evergreen protocol. I also announced that we made a lot of changes to Leo ads lately. So you'll see that there's a lot more efficient ad placement. So we're still playing around with, you know, ad placement and making, you know, the ad revenue better. And then getting that Evergreen protocol rolled out. And, you know, coinciding with those things, that's when the ad revenue buybacks, the smart contract will get launched. And you'll see it in your wallet UI. You'll see the ad revenue APY. Not convinced said, are you planning any changes to the curation post formatting? It's unsightly and not conducive for getting eyes on the curated posts rather than the best of the best. So I actually saw your thread, not convinced, from before. I think it was yesterday, maybe, where you pointed out that the formatting on those posts isn't good. I don't post those. I actually don't know who posts those. They're using markdown table formatting, which the Leo UI does not have yet. It is on the roadmap though, to add formatting for markdown table specifically. We actually already, so a lot of people have been asking for HTML formatting. So we just added that recently. So now you can do tables with HTML, you can do centering, stuff like that. We still have some of those like more fringe features to add, like markdown tables and stuff like that. So that will come soon. If I share my Leo post to platforms such as Publish0x, Medium, and Google Search It with the same title, the latter ones appear on top. Is there anything that would be done to improve Leo articles' SEO score? Yeah, we've done some stuff to improve the SEO of articles. You know, the one thing is, if you do post on platforms like Medium, especially, they have a lot more authority because it's, you know, Medium, they're a huge platform. So, you know, I wouldn't be super surprised that they rank higher. One thing you could do is link back to Leo from those platforms, and it'll increase the authority of Leo over time. So yeah, there's SEO practices that you can do from the, you know, individual user level. And then there's also stuff that we do from a platform level to make content rank better. We've pushed a lot of updates kind of in the background. We don't really talk about them because they're not, you know, they're basically nothing that you would see on the front end. But yeah, some back end updates. We pushed a huge update, actually. If you there's now an index page on Leo that indexes all long form content on Hive, and basically shares it with Google crawlers, well, all search engine crawlers, but obviously everyone uses Google. So, you know, that has had a huge impact on our Google traffic, which you can see from simple analytics. And we've done a bunch of other stuff like that. So not the glorious stuff that you guys want to see on the front end, but definitely some good backend improvements that have been slowly been rolled out. What's the latest update on the DHF proposal? So I don't remember. I don't think last. Yeah. Since the last AMA, we are now 100% funded. I don't think we were last AMA. But yeah, we made it beyond the threshold and we are now in the funding zone. The only thing is there has been like some pushback from, let's call them Hive Elite or some people on Hive who tend to not like Leo very much for whatever reason. I think actually Wu, what's up, made like a really good tweet about this whole situation. Basically, you know, I think she summed it up really well, that there's some people that don't want the status quo to change on Hive. You know, they're grandfathered into certain ways that Hive operates, certain mechanisms that pay them every week. They don't want things to get shaken up. So, you know, in my personal opinion, and I've received and seen a lot of the negative feedback towards the DHF proposal that we made, a lot of it has to do with just people that are picking it apart because they don't want the status quo on Hive to change. You know, I don't want to say that they don't necessarily want new users, but definitely seems like they don't want things to change. So new users does change things. It changes, you know, it can change everything from governance to, you know, where power centralizes on Hive and stuff like that. There is a little bit of a dark side of the Hive that people don't want to talk about. And I won't really get into it, but I've been around. What's that?
So that holds true for anything though. I mean, you know, anytime you have something where you have the powers that be, so to speak, or basically anyone that's has an establishment, right? If you threaten that establishment, you're threatening their status quo, which they're going to react negatively to it, especially if they're not, you know, a highly emotionally evolved person, which is 90% of the population. So that's not a dig at anybody. No one wants to feel like, you know, they're going to lose, you know, their golden goose, right? So like right. You said, any, you know, established parties in terms of Hive that, you know, now are just, you know, quote unquote, you know, printing money or just, you know, have something set up where they got a nice gravy train. If that's potentially going to get threatened in any way, then they're going to react poorly, which, you know, rightfully so. Obviously, you know, if I have a sweet setup going on, I don't want that to be threatened, right? But that's also a scarcity mindset, right? You got to have an abundance mindset and figure out, all right, you know, how can potential changes, improve my situation, or how can I benefit from them as well? Or how can I pivot my current situation to further benefit, you know, and have that mind of let's, you know, it's about growing the pie bigger, as opposed to, just holding on to a bigger slice of the pie. Right. You know, it's kind of like we always say in real estate deals, I'd rather have 50% of a good deal, right, than 0% of no deal. And that's not to say that's the case. You know, I mean, there might be a situation where, you know, the growth of Leo is detrimental to someone's, you know, well-being on Hive. I'm sure that exists somewhere, right? There's no way that everything's just a positive. There's always ripple effects, positives and negatives. But yeah, it's frustrating. With all that said, it's frustrating when you have to, you know, battle roadblocks that are essentially people at the end of the day that are just basically thinking about, all right, how does this threaten me? How does this impact me? And it's just like, well, if you feel threatened, then let's have a conversation, right?
Right.
Like, and when I say less, I mean, have a conversation with, you know, the legal finance team, because talking to me would be useless.
Yeah.
I hold no bearing.
It's, you know, a lot of people, and, you know, as a team, me and Eric have been responding to a lot of these people. We're very open to negative feedback and constructive feedback. A lot of the feedback that we've gotten has been constructive, but there's definitely been a lot that's just seems to be just kind of, you know, like nitpicking at details that are kind of irrelevant. Just kind of looking for ways to pick apart something, as opposed to actually like, okay, let's figure out how to make this into a, you know, positive force for Hive, which is what we're aiming to do. Like you said, we said in the post that we're trying to grow the Hive pie. And
I mean, and I guess it goes back to this. My question is, you know, not everybody has to like something. I mean, there's plenty of dApps on Hive that I think are a complete waste of time and money, right? And then there's plenty that I think are awesome, you know, that have received, you know, DHF. So if it passed, then it doesn't matter, right? That's the whole point of like this, you know, decentralized environment, right? Yeah. So, I mean, if someone's not happy with it, it's like, well, yeah, you can share that. You can talk about that. You can, you know, try and tell people why you aren't happy and you think that they should, you know, remove their vote or support. But at the end of the day, it's just like, if the proposal passed, it passed. Like it's moot. Like, unless I'm missing something, like once it passes, then it's passed, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not exactly. It's so you get passed, and then if it's basically every single day you're fighting to stay above the bar, right? So the bar is the return proposal, which is 20. Right now, it's 24 million Hive power. Which, by the way, before we launched our proposal, it was like 22 million. So there's been a campaign to try to grow the return proposal so that we can't stay above the bar.
That's hilarious. Actually, that's impressive though. Yeah. When we did the call Tuesday last week, we were at 15 million.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
that's
that
right.
means I'm at 24.5 million
now.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm actually surprised and impressed. I didn't think that the gap would be bridged in a week. I thought it was going to take several weeks because I figured all of the big votes had already come in. So it was going to just be a lot of trickle effect. So that's awesome. That shows, you know, support of not only from the community of Leo Finance itself, but also, you know, maybe outside the community, which is pretty cool. And at the end of the day, I don't even get it. I don't get the hate, so to speak, because it's just like, there's been so many other shit ass projects that are basically just like have raped and pillaged the DHF that what do you have to lose with this one? Like, especially with that amount. Like, I feel like the dollar amount's not even that high compared to like what's been paid out to some other projects. It's just like, I feel like it's one of those situations where it's like, you know, there's potential upside and really no downside. So why would you be against that in anything? Like, that's what I look for in any investment, is like, where can I get potential upside with very little to no downside, right? I call it free rolling, right? It's kind of like when you're an investment, let's say you buy a crypto for $1, right? And it goes to $2. If you sell half your holdings, right? Now you have your initial investment back and you're free rolling. So you have like no downside at all. You have all upside. Your downside's what? You give back your profit? Well, I don't know if that's really like downside, because it's not your money, it's house money. So it's just interesting, because I just don't see, you know, even if someone thought the project was complete dog shit, I just don't see how there's really any downside, you know, given the initiative and the guarantee put in place and all that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? Like we said in the proposal, and we knew that there would be pushbacks, which is part of the reason that this is in there. But we said that if we don't hit the milestone that we set, which is to onboard 9,615 new monthly social active users, then we will give back the entire budget that we utilized. And then, you know, and in some of these conversations that I've had, one thing that people said is, some of these people that are kind of against the proposal, they were like, well, why would you do that? That's a stupid thing to do, because now you're just, you know, you're costing yourself money. Because if you don't hit your goals, then you're going to have to pay back, you know, we're asking for like $500 a day for a year, which comes out to, you know, like 200 grand. So if the proposal is like, if we put this proposal out, we take the 200 grand and we, you know, invest it in the marketing and the marketing doesn't work out, then, and it's a very clear and measurable target where, you know, you'll very clearly know that it's not working or it is working. And if we don't hit that goal, then we give back all 200K. And you know, the argument was that like, people were like, well, that's stupid. Why would you do that? And I just said, because I'm willing to bet on my team and myself and our ability to deliver. And, you know, if I'm not willing to bet on my own team, then we shouldn't have a proposal in the first place. And I think that all other proposals should be written in a very similar way, where if you're not hitting your deliverables, then why are you getting paid community funds? You know, it's almost like executive compensation when the company is flailing to survive. And I see that in a lot of different places, not just Hive, but I see it in a lot of places.
Well, maybe that's the rub right there. Maybe some people could be looking at it as you're setting a precedent that kind of sucks, because it's like, well, shit, if we don't perform, then we're going to like have to give this money back or, you know, go broke or whatever it is. So that could be it. You know, if you think about it, it's an unprecedented move so far. So that would be tough if it was a new norm, because not everyone's in a position to do that, especially like startup projects.
Right.
So I can maybe understand that 100%. I can understand that.
No, I mean, I don't think you need to be like, oh, I got to get back all the funding and stuff. I don't think that's necessary. I do think it aligns with my values personally, but
well, you're betting on yourself. I mean, that's basically what you're saying. You're like, you know what? Right. If I'm gonna bet on myself, and if I'm gonna win, it's gonna be because, you know, I have control and skin in the game to make it happen. And if I'm gonna lose, then it's on me. But you know, right. At least you know, which I mean, I can you know relate to, because I hate not being able to impact something that, you know, the results are. I'm involved in the results, but I have no impact on whether they go good or bad. Like, that's just super frustrating. But
yeah,
the good news is, I mean, congrats on the DHF passing. So good job, Lions, and all others that supported. And I mean, I'm excited for it, because I'm just excited to see, you know, if you guys can reach the target, you know, if user base. I mean, here's the thing, like as a user, I like, there's a no lose for me, because I look at it as, all right, if you grow it 5,000, 6,000 people and don't reach the target, awesome. Like, that's not a failure. It's like, we just grew the whole user base. And if you surpass it, even better, because, you know, grew the user base even more. So, I don't see how it doesn't grow the user base in one shape or another, even if it's minimal. I mean, even if it's a complete flop and it only adds like 500 new, you know, monthly active users, at the end of the day, it added users. So as an end user, which is at the end of the day is really all I am, like, I'm excited. Like, I don't see anything but it being a positive. So,
right.
Pretty cool.
No, that's exactly right. That, you know, maybe we only onboard 5,000 people, and then we, at the end of it, we have to give back all the money. Now I've just got 5,000 users for free. It costs the DHF nothing. You know what I mean? So, and if we've surpassed the goal, like you said, then even better. Now we just onboarded, you know, 10,000 users, and the current user base of Hive is 11,000. So, you know, we are literally saying that we're going to double the entire social user base in terms of monthly active social users on Hive, which is currently 11,000. We're saying we're going to get it to 20,000 plus by the end of next year, or we'll give back all the money. So it is literally and this is my message to them. It's literally a no risk bet for Hive, because either you get double your user base, or it costs you nothing. And maybe you got 10 users from it. Now you just got 10 users for free. You know what I mean? So it's kind of mind blowing. And again, a big reason we put it in there was, first of all, it aligns with my values. Second of all, of betting on myself and my team. But second of all, because I knew there was going to be pushback, because some people don't like Leo and think, you know, negatively of us. And I was just like, this is like the nail in the coffin to end all conversations, that it's either going to be successful or it's going to cost Hive nothing. It is a no-lose situation for Hive. So I think anyone who's against the proposal, and what I've seen at least, anyone who's against the proposal is more so against it from the point of view of they don't trust or like Leo for whatever reasons they've come up with. It's more of an emotional thing than a rational thing from what I've seen. And like I said, I'm here every single day, and you know, I'm on Threads every single day. If you tag me on Threads, there's a very high chance that I reply. And I'm obviously on Discord every day. And one argument was that I'm not super reachable, but you know, I mean, you can cut me some slack. I get like 1,000 DMs a month. So unless you're a team member or, you know, in some way directly involved with Leo, I don't really answer messages, but Eric answers pretty much every message he gets. And there's other members of the team that are more accessible. And then we've got the AMA every week. So I saw an argument that Leo has poor communication. And I was like, we've got a weekly AMA. If you tag me on Threads, I'll more than likely reply. You got Eric, who I think responds to literally every single DM. So I find that argument kind of ridiculous too.
And that's the thing, like, you know, I know, like, shit, I know this. I mean, I don't DMing you is a waste of time. Like, I'll DM Eric if I have something like I'm trying to figure out, because at the end of the day, I know that he's going to speak to you, you know, at least a couple times a week, just based on, you know, team calls and whatnot. And like you said, Eric pretty much lives, eats, and breathes Leo finance communication. So I think it's more about people just going about it the wrong way. But yeah, like, trust me, you and at least a dozen other people that, you know, I know from, you know, Hive, Leo Finance over the years, that I know, like, DMing is just a complete waste of time, because it's just like, it's just going to get lost in the mix. And that whole
It's impossible to keep up with at a certain point, you know?
But all right, cool. So we got like 5 minutes, so let's hit some more questions. I think you answered this earlier, but I was curious. The earlier Tokenized Society asked, what is the latest on the ad revenue buybacks? Did you touch on that? I think you did.
I did.
You just glaze over
so it. So evergreen stuff getting rolled out, and then that will follow.
Okay, cool. You guys need a sound tech. Agreed. HTML support when?
Now we already have HTML support.
Boom.
We added it in the past week. We kind of slowly rolled stuff out. I think there might be a few more small things to roll out, but it's there. So like, you can do HTML tables, centering, stuff like that. Do you think that things are going to plan, or have you bit off too much too early because things aren't quite ready for new users if they come? I think we're on a good pace. You know, new users can come and use Leo Infra to create an account and sign in and use Threads. If you were using Threads on May 1st, which is when the new UI launched, from here, you know, from looking at it from today compared to back then, it's a completely different experience. And I'm sure that looking at it, you know, a week from now to this week, and, you know, 3 weeks from now and 4 weeks from now, it's going to be radically different as well. So, you know, we're always deploying fixes and updates. So I know a lot of people use that hashtag feedback tag. I know Not Convinced uses it a lot. So when you guys use that tag, we do read every single one of them and index them to get fixed. So we can only fix stuff if you guys tell us. So if you guys discover any bugs and tell us, we get them fixed ASAP, and move forward from there.
Cool. Trying to do a recap post on some of these questions, but trying to look at questions and type questions at the same time is trying. Yeah, the UI. I mean, I'm seeing the theme in here is a lot about the UI, which makes sense. And that's continually being improved, as we've seen since the launch. Those questions are, you know, rightfully so, because at the end of the day, the UI and the user experience is all that kind of matters. Because if the user experience is shit, then you're not going to retain users. So it's a good thing that it keeps improving.
When will zooming of images be restored on Threads? I think you mean the image previewer. Yeah, we're working on a better image carousel for that. So soon. Rewriting it. What are the average hive whale's thoughts on Leo's new path, and why haven't they adopted threads en masse? I know a few are here, but not many. Yeah, you know, like I said, I mean, I think with the DHF proposal, it's pretty obvious too. There are some people out there who tend not to like Leo for various reasons, but you know, it is confusing that there aren't more hive users on threads. It's the only place where you can, you know, post microblogs. And if you want to make, you know, 100 or 1,000 microblogs a day, then, you know, you can only do that on Leo. And yeah, you can earn Leo. I think a big reason too is that a lot of people on Hive, in terms of like the content creation aspect, are looking for, you know, payouts. They want like that immediate 7-day payout window. And threads are a lot different than posts. You know, with posts, you get the auto voters, you get voting trails, and, you know, you make a post and you pretty much know exactly what you're going to make. That's how it goes for most content creators on Hive. Like if I make a post, I know I'll make like 15, 20 bucks on the post, which is how it goes for most of us on Hive. So, you know, the fact that you make a thread and you don't really know if you're going to, like all you guys right now in the AMA, if you make a thread, I'm upvoting you, and you know that the thread is getting a 40-cent upvote from me. So you kind of have a little bit of certainty in terms of earning from that. But generally when you're posting on threads, you don't know if you're going to earn something. So I think that's kind of like a big, hurdle for a lot of Hive users to cross. That's why I think, it is funny though, but threads is about engagement as it is, as much as it is about rewards. So, you know, I think we do a pretty good job of spreading rewards around. I think we can always do better. The new engagement leaderboard is going to start spreading a lot of rewards as well. We got a lot of really cool stuff planned with that. Yeah. So like if you're, you know, top engagement of the week, you know, you might get like some big rewards, make it $100, you know, stuff like that. So it's going to add a lot more clarity to earning on threads, which I think will bring over a lot more Hive users, who are looking for clear rewards, as opposed to, you know, the potential for rewards, but not the guarantee. But that's why, you know, like, you know, to tie it again to the DHF proposal, our focus is largely going outside of Hive and looking for people who are looking for an engaging platform to join, where yes, they can earn rewards, but they also have an engaging platform that's enjoyable to use and they can build a brand on. So they're, you know, not just the promise of short-term rewards, but the promise of long-term rewards and a good platform, I think is what we need to sell ourselves as.
Indeed, indeed. I got the repo. I got the recap post up at 1 o'clock on the dot, just in time. There's not much in there. Handful of questions that we covered. If you want the rest, you got to be on the call. See, look at that. And now Nomad Soul is working so hard on DHF stuff, he missed the AMA. Just grinding. Cool. All right. So I know you got to bounce.
Yeah, I don't see any other pressing questions. Charles asked, some threads are still missing. When will that be put to bed? So all threads get posted onto the blockchain, right? So they're never like missing, but the UI will say not indexed sometimes. It basically has to do with the containers and how the container system works. Leo Cache will fix that. So you'll be able to see all the way back to the Genesis thread, the very first thread that was ever posted. And that is, you know, if you're looking for a quick wrap up of all the dev activity lately, all of our focus has been on Leo Cache lately, and rolling that out. So
cool deal. All right. So next week is the 15th. We shall see how much more Leo growth and improvements to the UI happen over the next 7 days.
Yep, it's going to be a lot.
And continue to support the DHF, because the vote weight needs to remain above the threshold. So continue to give your support and give anyone else the heads up that you know that hasn't jumped in that you know would like to support it.
Yeah. Please support the DHF proposal. Sorry for the quick and slightly distracted AMA today. So we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming.
On the fly. Yes. So yeah, we will see you all next Tuesday. And per the usual, aim for 12 noon Eastern and hope something happens somewhere close to that.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
Cool. All right, y'all.
All right.
Until next time.
All right. Thanks, Mitch. We'll catch everybody later.
Later.
See ya.